I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey girls and guys, Ian here. I hope you're having an awesome week wherever you are in the world. It's Tuesday morning here on the Gold Coast in Australia when I'm recording this. And today I want to talk about the freedom that we find in honesty. And to give a bit of context, what it relates to from my own life recently is to do with intimate relationships. And, you know, for a large part of my adult life, I always kind of wondered whether it's possible to feel free in a monogamous relationship. And I'd kind of come to the point in 2019 or maybe before that I thought maybe it's not possible for me to feel completely free and content and happy in a monogamous relationship. Maybe I need to just be single to be free and do my own thing. And something happened recently. I was in a relationship, not a very long one, but from just before Christmas until about April. And I had thought I was being a very honest person. Like around 2019, I'd even heard myself saying to friends it was the most honest year of my life, and I think it was the happiest year of my life for that reason, and I had a lot of fun that year too. And it wasn't until I was in a relationship that I realized, well, I'm not 100% honest, because there's things that I'm keeping from my girlfriend at the time. And then I wondered, well, how is it possible to be completely, radically honest in an intimate relationship? And it wasn't until towards the end of the relationship where we had a conversation, and it, you know, it was a bit of a roller coaster. So there was a few arguments that happened, and then it got to the point where we decided, or well, she was already being honest, but I decided, and it was more of a knowing where I just internally decided to be completely honest from this point forward. And it was like something unlocked in me, and the rush of the feeling that ran through my body when I made that conscious decision to be completely honest from that point forward. It was the exact same feeling as when I had maybe come out of a bad relationship in the past, when I'd become single, that feeling of freedom, that feeling of just a weight being lifted off your shoulders. And it was one of the most important things that's ever happened to me in my life, because in that moment, my mind shifted from the idea that it might not be possible for me to be happy and content in a forever monogamous relationship to all of a sudden believing that, oh, actually now it's just that it's completely imperative to be radically honest to feel free in a relationship. And maybe the reason I felt free when being single is because it's a lot easier to be honest when you're single. You know, it's easier to tell your friends about the things you're thinking about or the things that you're going to have on the weekend, because it doesn't activate insecurities in your friends or your family. If you're, you know, if you see someone walking down the street and you think they're hot, or if there's some attraction, or if there's, you know, different things, that it's easy to tell those things to your friends, your family. Not so easy to tell to your partner. And so it was just a massive revelation for myself to realize that the most important thing for me going forward is radical honesty in a relationship if I do want to be in a happy monogamous relationship. And it's completely shifted my perception about where I might want to go in the future in regards to relationships. And it's even made a massive shift in my own work life. It's something that I've read somewhere, not even sure where I've read it, but I've implemented what I've put into my Google diary is just every 4 hours, it pops up as a reminder that says, am I being completely honest? As a reminder to be honest throughout the day and work and everything. And I think for me, it's made things a lot less stressful, because I've found in the past that oftentimes I might overcommit to things on the weekend because I tend to be a people pleaser. And if someone calls on a Tuesday and says, you want to have coffee or lunch on a Saturday? And I say, yeah, great. And by the time the weekend comes, I've overcommitted to so many things that I'm all of a sudden feeling stressed, when in reality, if I had just been honest the whole week, I would have thought, actually, you know, I want to keep my Saturday free. And then I wouldn't have been stressed on that Saturday. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have things to do on the weekend, but the whole idea of being radically honest or radically transparent has, you know, completely changed things for myself. And it's one of those things that everyone always says, you know, they're honest or this and that. But when you actually look at it close up and think about, am I being like radically honest in all situations? Often the answer is no, and it was for me. You know, I thought 2019 was the most honest year of my life until I actually decided consciously to be completely honest in my relationship. And then I realized I actually hadn't been honest. And it's just something that I thought was worth sharing because it's been such an important change in my own life. And, you know, obviously I've got a long way to go, but it's completely opened up my mind to what's possible in both work, in relationships, and just in life in general. So I don't know if you want to use the same technique that I've used and, you know, put a Google reminder in to ask yourself, are you being honest? Because I think it is something that you got to practice. It's not something that's just going to change in an instant and stay changed forever. But it's definitely a worthwhile practice. And, you know, maybe try it and see if you do feel that freedom that I also felt when making that decision. So I really appreciate you listening as always. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Hope you have an awesome day. You.